This was really motivated by the debate and controversy as to, you know, what the optimum regimen, what the standard ought to be for treating node-positive patients relative to chemotherapy. The whole concept of dose dense that really came to the forefront in 2002 has made, you know, remarkable headway from a popularity standpoint. And of course, you know, the real question in our minds was, can we incorporate it, and can we compare it to, I think, what people also consider to be a standard of care, and that is the TAC regimen. So we have a three-arm trial where, in essence, the control arm is six cycles of TAC compared to Nortonian dose-dense chemotherapy. And the third arm attempts to improve on the regimen by adding a gemcitabine doublet. So we have the sequence T gemcitabine also given in a dose-dense regimen. So this trial, you know, we think is in a position to answer a lot of questions. It's not specifically addressing the concept of dose-dense, but it's comparing the standard dose-dense regimen to the TAC regimen. And it's also trying to improve on the standard dose-dense regimen. And this trial has been very popular. It started in October of 2004, and the required sample size is approximately 4,800. And to date, we have over 3,300 patients accrued. At the time that B38 was started, I mean, this was a very important practical question. What really constitutes the best standard of care for this population? Is it really a dose-dense regimen? Is it TAC? And, you know, perhaps it sounds mundane or banal at this point, and yet I think from a practical standpoint, I think it could have enormous implications. We made every effort when the bevacizumab data in advanced disease became apparent, in breast cancer that is, to modify B38 to have a 3x2 factorial to answer a bevacizumab question, but apparently that was somewhat premature relative to toxicity. And this is a trial that will be started perhaps later this year by the intergroup, asking a direct bevacizumab adjuvant question in the adjuvant setting, comparing 6 versus 12 months. So I think one has to really evolve the best question given what's available. And certainly at that time, this was, I think, and still is, I think, a very relevant and practical question.
So are you saying that you all actually wanted to move forward with putting Bev into this study and that was stopped?
I think it's unfair to say that it was stopped. I think it became apparent, one, at the rate that this was accruing, and two, the fact that there was limited safety data with bevacizumab using the regimens that we already had in B38, that to modify this protocol was thought by some to be premature, although many within the NSABP wish to proceed with that modification.
I guess particularly because you've had so much experience with bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting in terms of colon with CO8.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, it's really a process, and it's a process that's modified and mitigated by what's practical and what's doable at that point in time from a safety standpoint, from a regulatory standpoint, and from the standpoint of what it is that we can get approved in real time.